Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I'm here for encouragement, although I know I bring you lots of bad news. I'm here for encouragement, and I've got some stories today. Some of them are going to make you angry. Some of them are going to encourage you. But nonetheless, we're going to share them. Now, first of all, you know, last week I told you, I think it was last week, it's kind of running together. My sister, if she's listening today, my sister was kidding me the other night. We were texting back and forth. She said, are you going to talk about bathrooms again? And I just kind of chuckled, and I said, well, probably, but we'll see what happens. So anyway, sis, if you're out there, yes, we're going to talk about bathrooms today, but on a little different level. But this has to do with Target. Target has been hit because the American people are making their voices heard by boycotting them. They're boycotting Target, and Target's stock has fallen 12%. They're losing money, and I'm going to tell you right now, money's what it is. Money talks. Why they made the decision they did, I don't know. Arrogance, because they think that they can get away with it. But money talks. And therefore, they're in trouble. But will it continue? That is the question. Will the American people, will the American consumers continue to not go, to not support Target? Now, well, that's not much of a sacrifice, is it? You know, I have to tell a little story that's kind of comical. I go into Target once in a great, great while, and somehow I had a gift card. I think I actually bought it for somebody else and forgot to put it in their birthday or the Christmas gift. But I have a gift card to Target. Just as the boycott hit, I'm going through all the, I'm cleaning out a closet, and look what I find. A gift card that I'm not going to spend. It's only 10 or 15 bucks, I'm sure. I'm not going to spend it because I'm not going to go to Target. Now, will America continue to make that sacrifice? That's not really a too big of a sacrifice, because there's lots of other stores to go to that have the same products you can find at Target. So, here we go. Are we going to stand our ground? I think I mentioned this line to you yesterday. Stand your ground. Don't break the line, soldier. Hold fast to the line. Stand fast to what's right, to the Constitution, to your sovereignty, and be strong together. We can stand separate, but together, if we don't hang together, is the old saying, we will most certainly hang separately. Well, today's news articles are evidence that we can make a difference. Don't think for 1 minute that Target isn't recognizing this 12% drop in their stocks. We can make a difference. We, the people. As human beings, each of us fail in some way every day in our lives. I know I do. But we still cannot give up trying to do what's right. CSC Talk Radio is still here on the air today because you have stood with me, sending me $10, $20, $50, $100, $200, here and there. I think I'm not going to make the bills, and here comes another one or two of you, and I make it. And in many cases, you send me $5. What a sacrifice. What a wonderful thing that is going on. Trump says it's an amazing phenomena. And he's not talking about himself. I watched the news very, very late last night. And I heard him say something, and I thought, is this the real man behind all the rhetoric that we hear and see? So I don't think of myself as anybody else or as being powerful. I think of myself as just being a person. Now, we know he lives a different lifestyle than the rest of us. We are a sovereign people. And your support with me, whether it's $1, $5, whatever the case may be, or $200, I've had a couple people send me $1,000. Just enough. It's always just enough to pay the bills. It's never any extra. It's just enough to pay the bills. So not everyone's giving every month. So if you're someone who can't give every month, if you can just give a little. Hold the line. Stand fast. Now I kind of diverted there because that's not really one I wanted to go into today. But we talked about sovereignty yesterday. What does that mean? Dominion, rule, power, control, independence, self-governing. We, the people, are to be, under our republic government, each person is sovereign. Each county, each state is sovereign. And then put it together as a nation, we are free, sovereign from the world. And this only works if we, the people, are working it. And we've not been working it. We've been electing officials thinking they're going to do the right thing, and they don't. And they haven't for a long, 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 long time. I have an article here. I have a caller. Who do I have on line? We have Laura from Missouri on the line. Laura, how are you today?
Good, Beth Ann. Hey, I am standing with you against Target. That is one boycott that I definitely am going to stand tall for. But also, since Obama has just signed this executive order, that he is going to mandate that all public schools allow any kid of any gender to go in any bathroom, and that's supposed to be implemented Friday. If he does that at our school, and he said he's going to do that in any schools that don't abide by it, he's going to pull the federal funding from those schools.
You know, there's a word for that.
I am pulling my son out of school. He will be homeschooled for his last year of school because I am not going to put up with that kind of Mickey Mouse ruling at all.
That is not a sovereign. That is not being a sovereign nation when we have an edict from a king in D.C. And we need to put a stand against it. And you know something, Laura. I'm going to tell you what. I admire you. Because that is not easy to take your kid out of school and homeschool.
He's going to fight it tooth and nail because it's his senior year. But there is no way that our school. I mean, if our schools do that, we still have a baccalaureate, which I am so proud of, because so many other schools have succumbed to the keep the religion out of the school. They won't.
And you know, baccalaureate was never mandatory.
No.
It was never mandatory. You never had to go to baccalaureate. You want to hang on a second? We're heading into a break.
Sure.
Because I want to talk to you about this transgender bathrooms and some of the things that I have here in front of me. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Today, we're talking about the Republic. You, me, Laura, all of us taking a stand. And don't let the line, don't break the line, soldiers. Don't break the line. And we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65518.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. As we were going into the break, I was visiting with Laura, and she was talking about she is going to stand with me and America and millions others that are going to boycott, continue to boycott Target. And don't you know, Laura, that some of these other some of these other shops, some of these other stores are salivating. I mean, they are salivating. And they're just waiting to get all those customers in their stores. But I wanted to ask you, are you, I admire you, what you're getting ready to do, but are you on your way to the Capitol here in the state of Missouri today?
That is what I wanted to do, but unfortunately I have somebody coming out at my house from a long distance, and I can't be there, but I wanted to be there for the prayer rally. I just think that
well, it's important. I can't be there either. I just cannot make everything, and I wished I could have. I wished things haven't been going real well here.
When I got the notice, I really wanted to be there.
Absolutely. Well, we can have more prayer times. That's not a problem, but it is a great stand to take in the state of Missouri today. Anyway, I appreciate your call. We'll be praying for you and what you're going to get ready to do here.
And also I was going to tell you too, you were talking about sovereignty, and every time we sign over our, get our license plates and we get our driver's license renewed, we are signing away our sovereign rights to the state, and our vehicles become state property, and we are, when we get our plates, that is a user agreement and we are telling the state, okay, we are paying to use your vehicle now. It's the state's property now.
Well, then they need to pay the bill.
I know, they should, but they're claiming it, and we're saying, okay, we're going to be good, you know, people, and we're going to drive these vehicles
right.
for the state. And our driver's license, we do the same thing. We sign away our God-given rights when we renew these, our driver's license.
You know, and I understand and I appreciate what you're saying, and I really do. So don't take this wrong, America. Don't take this wrong, Laura. But at the same time, this isn't the... You know, it's different. These vehicles are different. They are weapons. I mean, we do need to know what we're doing when we drive.
Well, and that's fine. And people should keep up their vehicles. They should not let them get, you know, in bad working order or, you know, dilapidated.
Well, I'm talking about
the
you said driver's license. I assumed you meant individual license, not just the license on the vehicle.
I'm talking about your driver's license that you have, your identification.
Yes, yes. Which
you know,
I don't think, yes, I absolutely agree.
We shouldn't have to have that. But also, when you get your license plates on your car, you're basically telling the state that this is their vehicle now and you want to be able to use it on their roads.
Yeah.
Even though we have a 7th Amendment and a 14th Amendment right to have and drive our, actually travel on the roadways with our own personal automobile, no matter, you know,
I understand, and I appreciate what you're saying. I really, really do, and I do agree with it. I do agree. Everything that they do to us, everything that they demand, whether it's a tax, it's a license, whatever, it all chops into our liberty and our sovereignty. There's no doubt about it. And them making these new bills to protect the bathrooms, it's going to go the wrong way. It's going to go south really quick, really quick.
Definitely.
And I know people disagree with me. Oh, they got to do something. No, you know what? That First Amendment's there. That's what they're supposed to be doing is protecting that, not making bills to protect. I'm going to let you go because I've got callers piling up. Okay, thank you so much. We have Billy from New York. Billy, how are you today?
Great, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I called before. I'm from upstate New York, and I have to mention this to prove a point. I am a homosexual man. I'm also a Christian. You know, I've dealt with that my whole life, but I'm totally against this bathroom thing. You know, if you're born a man, you're a man. If you're a woman, you're a woman. That's how God made you. That's what you have to accept. And if you think there's something else there going on, then maybe you need to seek help.
I will not
shop at Target. I do want to say one thing, however, about your gift card. Someone did pay for that already.
Yes.
So Target already has that money.
Yeah, they do.
If you don't use it, it's almost like you're giving them the money. Not that I know you don't want to shop there, but maybe use it just one time so you can get something out of it rather than just letting them keep, you know, whatever money was.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and the thing about the cars is I didn't hear anything about it just this first call. I was going to say, well, gee, I guess Uncle Sam should pay for my repair bills then if they think they're going
to be paying a lot. The only thing is Uncle Sam can't pay for anything unless he takes it away from us first. So, you know, it's just comical.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and one other thing.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I've got an article here from a Princeton professor on the transgenderism, and you were probably listening a few or several months ago now when I had an article that came from the pediatrics, and they were talking about how that this is not good for the children, and you know, we worry about somebody being a phony baloney and endangering the children, you know. And plus, I just don't think the children need to be exposed to this. And,
no, let them be children. Let them grow
up.
Oh,
absolutely.
Children. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
One other issue I've never heard on your show, maybe it's been, I don't know, and I'd like to hear it on someone's show, is this thing about now, I do everything holistic and natural. I don't go to doctors. It's just my beliefs and my, you know, my philosophies.
Right.
Is this thing in my town where I live now, they sent out these things to everybody's P.O. box is what I have because I'm rural. And then people's homes, I guess, got them. These dog enumeration. And they're going to send the dog warden around to see if your dog's checked, it has vaccines, and if they don't, they're going to fine you. I mean, I don't do that. I don't take my dogs to vets. I've had dogs that live to 16, 17.
You know, that's another thing. That's another one of those fees, those fines, those licenses where it's a tax. It's when they're demanding these things of you, it's a tax. And the holistic, I believe in a lot of that. I really do. I'm not knowledgeable. You obviously get into that and study it. But, you know, there's no cure.
I've been to a doctor in almost 30 years, and I don't get the flu. I don't get sick. I don't have any problems.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know.
It's a shame that you do this to our animals, though, and I think it's just killing them and shortening their lives, shooting all this vaccine and God knows what into them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if someone doesn't want to do it, they should have a right to opt out. But, of course.
Well, you know, I had a dog food a man that was advertising for a short time with me, and they make the dog food. In fact, it gets made right here in the state of Missouri, and it's not like the dog food you buy. And the dog food you buy have all kinds of stuff in it.
Well, my dog,
and
raw food and organic treats and filtered water. And
I'm going to have to cut it short because I've got callers piling up. Billy,
okay,
thank you
much
for calling again. I appreciate it so very much. I'm going to go to Alfred from Missouri. Alfred, how are you today?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I'm just going to make a comment here. You're talking about bathrooms. Most people are smart enough. They know which one is for males and females. In my house, I just have one bathroom, and the males and females both use it, but they're smart enough to know that it's a private thing. Just one of them at a time goes in there.
You know, it was kind of a joke when I was a kid growing up. We only had one bathroom in the house, and my brother would knock on the door, and, "What are you doing in there?" And we would say, "Well, that's why they have locks on these doors." So, anyway, one bathroom, that was suggested that we just go to one bathroom, and you know how long those lines are going to be if we go to one bathroom in places. And but you're absolutely right. Most people know the difference. It's just these liberals that have absolutely no logic. I'm going to thank you for your call. We're heading into a break here shortly. I know that what I have in my hand here, this article regarding the bathrooms, this is coming from a professor from Princeton, from the Princeton University, a professor, and he has attacked the very notion of transgenderism, saying that the belief that a woman can be trapped inside a man's body is ludicrous and superstitious with no basis, absolutely no basis in medical fact. And he makes some really good points here. He even goes back in this article, the person writing it, Thomas Williams, goes back and talks about that article that I shared with you a few months back from the pediatrics folks. And it's just really interesting. The pediatrics noted that this was an abuse of the children. I guess President Obama doesn't care. And them threatening you with the federal money, which belongs to you in the first place, that's extortion. There's no other way to say it. And I watched some of those shows late this morning, last night, and they never mentioned the word extortion. And that's exactly what's being perpetrated against the people. 877-895-5410. The lines are lighting up, and we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Now, I wasn't planning on doing a whole show on bathrooms, so we're going to go to one more caller and talk about bathrooms, and then I'm going to move along. We have John from Missouri. John, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. What I want to do is tell you I don't want the job, but I think one way of waking up Obama would be have some man every time Michelle Obama had to go to the bathroom, follow her in there. And I think that is waking him up.
Well, you know that I'm fairly certain the private school his daughters go to isn't going to take this kind of a turn.
Yeah, well, the daughters are no better than our daughters.
That's absolutely
and
correct.
I've had five of them, so.
You had five daughters? You had five daughters?
Five daughters.
Oh, my goodness. Did you have any sons?
No, I've got son-in-laws.
I have five sons and five daughter-in-laws, so I can kind of feel your pain.
Well, let's see. I think 10 great-great-grandchildren.
Oh, well, I'm not there yet. I'm not
but
that
anyway,
far.
But anyway, I think that would wake up Obama if they if they'd follow her around, but I wouldn't want the job. And I'll be quiet and thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Now, you've heard me talk about Senator Sass from Nebraska. Now, Senator Sass has been on his high horse. All of a sudden, he's talking about liberty. Maybe it's not all of a sudden. I'm not from Nebraska, so I haven't heard a lot of his speeches. But he's giving speeches and on Constitution and liberty and sovereignty and da-da-da-da-da. Yet he is the senator to let the Nebraskans down. Well, he's not the only one, but in Nebraska, he voted to repeal COOL, country of origin labeling. So it didn't matter to Nebraskans, in his book, if they knew where their meat, their food, was coming from. What country? Well, he has been like many others that have joined the Trump, never Trump train. And he suggested to Nebraska, and I'm going to share this with you, the delegates to the state Republican convention in Nebraska, they dealt a near unanimous reprimand to Senator Sass on Saturday for his outspoken support for the Never Trump effort designed to deny presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump the presidency in November. Now, I understand that many of you do not like Trump. I'm not necessarily a huge fan of Trump, but Trump is going to be, unless something happens, the nominee. They made Trump sign a loyalty pledge, and they made everyone else sign a loyalty pledge. And they did that, meaning the GOP, they did that because they feared Trump would run on a third ticket. And now they're different ones of them, and Sass being one of them, is on board to do that. Not with Trump, but with someone else. So this is what he was suggesting. It says, Senator Ben Sass reprimand passed by a voice vote. With a reporter at the event, he said to at least 400-8. He had 8 people that were with him, and 400 were not. It was a lopsided vote. The ayes in the room of more than 400 had audible win. Only about 6 or 8 yelled nay. 400-8. A overwhelming slapdown is what they're calling it. It says here that the Nebraska freshman found himself rebuked by the party loyalists, upset at his call for a third candidate to arise and give conservatives such as himself an alternative to Donald Trump in the fall election. Not only did delegates at the state Republican convention overwhelmingly pass the resolution opposing Sass's call for the third candidate in the voice vote, delegates doubled down in their support of Trump as the presumptive nominee. They roundly rejected the counter-resolution that sought to condemn the presumptive GOP presidential nominee for making degrading comments toward women and minorities. You know, I guess maybe I've not heard everything he said. I've heard some of it, and I wasn't pleased. I was not pleased. And now this New York magazine or newspaper has come out with these articles. They're going to go after Trump. They're not going to go after Hillary. They're not going to go after Sanders. They're only going to go after Trump. They're going to try and dig up every single bit of dirt, every single thing he's ever said or done that's upset somebody, and bring it to the forefront. Sass needs, they haven't given up on Sass, I don't believe, but they sure gave him a good smackdown and put him in his place as the freshman senator. get a little too big for his britches. He had no problem repealing Kuhl. Remember what I have said? All of this, every single bit of this goes back to the trade and immigration. They don't care. They don't care what Trump has said about women. They don't care what Trump said. They keep misquoting him. I heard what he said about Muslims. He's not against all Muslims, and he said he's not against all Muslims. He said he's got Muslim friends. They tried to say he was against Jews in Israel. Well, he's not either. He's even got a Jewish son-in-law. They just keep on like the media does to every Republican candidate. But you don't ever see them go after Hillary Clinton. When Bill Clinton went through his scandals, which are crimes against the American people, she defended and went after the women that he had assaulted. And the media said, well, that's his personal life. It has nothing to do with how he governs. They have double standards, no doubt. Sasse did a wrong thing with suggesting a third-party candidate from the Republican Party. Sasse did the wrong thing when he repealed, when he voted. He didn't do it by himself. But as a representative of Nebraska, he voted to repeal Kuhl country of origin labeling. And he hates Trump. Trade, immigration, and Trump. They're making money on the trade. They're making money with immigration. Something that Trump has talked out loudly against. Will he make a difference? Who knows? We'll never know. We'll know when he gets elected. We can't know ahead of time. We never do with any of them. But I'll bet those who voted for Sasse didn't think he was going to do what he's doing, and I bet they didn't know he was going to vote to repeal Kuhl. His strongly conservative voting record on all matters except trade, where Trump is strongest, kept people from even speculating about primary challenge when he runs for the re-election in 2020. Says though Sasse's speech at the convention received two standing ovations, the World Herald reported that Sam Fisher, nephew of Senator Debbie Fisher, and a veteran in his own right of GOP politics in Nebraska, said it's indicated more the inherent politeness of Nebraskans and the respect they hold for the office, not necessarily Sasse. And we will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we are in the final segment of today's show. And yes, Big Sissy, I talked about bathrooms once again. And we kind of get a chuckle out of that. But, you know, there's no way, there's no reason this should be a topic. It's got to be a diversion of some kind, as well as a perversion of another kind. We have Joe from Arkansas. And Joe, I heard you were going to help me with the trade issues. We're going to talk about that a little bit with you. How are you today, sir?
Yeah. I'm enjoying blackberry winter, and how are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I thought about you with my other caller when he was talking about the holistic and healthy foods and all that, because that's kind of the kind of guy you are, too.
Yeah, it helps to make your mind clear. It helps to reawaken, you know, intelligence that has kind of gone to sleep, so you can see more clearly about everything, you know, so you can be more intelligent, more clear thinking about everything.
Well,
so
we all need that,
don't
we?
Absolutely. To make your health as good as you possibly can. Now, I think you're really onto something. I think you're really making the right point when you say that all the opposition to Donald Trump comes down to the trade and immigration. I wanted to further make the point that this is the way they get in the structure of global government. Mm-hmm. You know, all the global government, all the supranational governments, started out as trade agreements. You know, the European Union started out as the free trade area of Europe, and then they got in NAFTA, you know, to create the free trade area of the Americas, and, you know, and start transferring sovereignty from the national governments to the global government. And so I think you can tell whether somebody is a real patriot and a real, you know, nationalist and a real conservative by their attitude to the trade agreements. I think what they do is they allow the politicians and the conservative talk show hosts and everything like that to sound patriotic and sound nationalistic, sound like all Americans on certain, you know, domestic and social issues, you know, like the opposition to same-sex bathrooms and the opposition to gun control and various other things. But then as long as they will support the trade agreements, as long as they will propagandize the people to support the trade agreements, say that free trade is good, you know, free trade is good for economy. It creates jobs, you know, because then we can sell our exports to other countries, all this kind of stuff. You know, as long as they'll support those trade agreements, then they're supporting the key structure of global government. And so I think you can tell whether either a conservative talk show host or a politician is a real American patriot or not by whether or not they support the trade agreements. If they do support the trade agreements, then I think they're a secret globalist, no matter how much they otherwise sound patriotic and all-American.
You know, I agree with you 150 or 250%. It dawned on me, I don't know, several months back, that this is what it's really all about. This is the only reason that I can find, going by the history of these politicians, this is the only reason that I can find that they would really hate Trump. I don't believe they hate him for anything he said. I don't think they're that pure. I don't think they hate him. You know, it's all about this trade issue. It's all about the money. If he does what he says he wants to do, to start making smarter deals and we won't get the shaft here in America anymore. It won't that we won't be in trade. We'll still be in trade. It's just that we're not going to get our clock cleaned. And, you know, it's going to dip into their pockets. And I believe the immigration is attached to it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like I said, I think it was yesterday. I'm not sure when it was I said it. I say so many things and I repeat myself. I'm getting that age, you know, Joe, where I repeat myself a lot. But it was with the immigration, we're told that these people coming across the border illegally are taking jobs that we aren't willing to do. They're too dirty. They're beneath us. And then we're told, well, like when Cruz promotes this bill that he had that was going to increase legal immigration by 500%, that's going to take care of these upper positions that we're not skilled enough to do. We don't have the knowledge. We're not good enough to do that. And I'm thinking, well, what are we, chopped liver here in the United States? You know, we're throwing how much money at education, and now we don't even know our own biology. I mean, this is beyond absurd and ridiculous. It has to be about money.
So what do you know about Newt Gingrich that they're talking about for vice president for Trump? Didn't he help get NAFTA passed, and isn't he for illegal immigration and so on like that, even though he sounds conservative and sounds patriotic on certain other issues?
You know what he is? He's politically savvy.
Uh-huh.
He's a politician. I don't want him as VP. Now, I know that Donald Trump, before he was even the presumptive nominee, he had said a long time ago that he was, you know, he would probably pick a politician for vice president. And I don't know what he's thinking. I would like to sit down and talk to these guys. You know, I don't know what he's really thinking on that. I'd like to see him not pick a politician, or at least pick one that we know is on board with trade, like he is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Newt Gingrich isn't my first choice because I remember when he was running back for 2012 and mm-hmm. he got on the conservative bandwagon against Agenda 21 like he'd never heard of it before. And I wrote an article about that. I think I titled it, "Where You Been, Newt? It Happened on Your Watch."
Well, I'm sure that NAFTA was passed to implement Agenda 21, because the first thing Agenda 21 goes into before it goes into the environmental stuff, it says the developed nations have to get rid of protectionism, you know, so that their wealth can be sucked away from them and transferred to the third world, basically. Basically, that's what it says in somewhat different language. And there will be a lot of structural adjustments, you know, like higher unemployment and, you know, lower standard of living and stuff like that in the developed countries when they get rid of their protectionist economic policies.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing on the item of Agenda 21, which came out in 1922, and immediately in the next year, 1993, you know, NAFTA gets passed. So it must have been passed to implement Agenda 21, and I'm sure that Newt Gingrich knows that.
And we still have the Agenda 21 and the Globalist Governance books. If anybody wants those, they're $7.50 apiece. And I still have some of them, and I can probably get some more if we need them. I just, right now, I don't have the revenue, but we have the books, and if you want them, I can sure fill an order or two on those. But you know, Joe, that I'm not against being, you know, taking advantage of this. The world gets smaller with the communication that we have and doing business globally. But I think as the United States, we need to take care of our own first, and we're not doing that. We act like we're this rich company, this rich country, and we're giving billions of dollars away, and we can't even feed and take care of our own. The homeless is growing in this nation. It's growing. People don't have homes. They're sitting in the streets. They were talking about last night. They're doing disgusting things in the streets. It's just, we're becoming a third world country. You know, and Derry Brownfield said a long time ago, that's what they want. They want to break America down to a third world country. So here we are. We're in the last of the show here, and I'm going to have to let you go, Joe. Thank you so much. But here we are, Joe and America, acting like we need handouts from a government that's stealing that from you and then giving it back and then holding it as an extortion issue over bathrooms for your children in the public school. When are we going to realize that we are under tyranny and we are no longer a free and independent people and we're not accepting our sovereignty, but we're accepting slavery from the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals? When will we realize that we've got to not break the line, soldiers? Hold steady, hold fast, and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.